It's time, everybody! It's a new day! It's time for the AU Fans Podcast! Woo!
Prepare to be entertained and informed.
What about it, punk?
Your life might even change.
Do you bleed orange and blue?
War Eagle!
You are about to enter the AU Fans Podcast with expert witness testimony. Expert commentary delivered straight to your plate by Stan the Unusual Man Stevens.
Alrighty. There you go, Stanley. What do you say? Give it to us straight, man.
War Eagle, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 here at the AUFans.com Podcast. I'm your studio host, Stan Stevens. I want to start out by thanking my buddy Jay Webb for that great introduction. I'm hoping we're going to have a great season, and I appreciate him kind of kicking things off with that intro. Now, not long after Coach Malzahn was hired, you know, he brought a new phrase to Auburn folks, that it's a new day. And in fact, it's a new day here at AUFans.com. My co-host from last year, for those who were listening, Vic Heron has moved on to big and better things. Actually, what happened was me and my crack staff, we did some research. We went back, we dug through a lot of information, and really we found out that 3-9 season was primarily due to Vic's prognosticating. That's really not true. In fact, I'm going to miss Vic this year. A lot of you folks may or may not know that Vic comes from a long line of Auburn folks. His uncle actually played on the 1957 National Championship team, and Vic's first cousin, many of you will know, the great Shane Wadsden, played wide receiver for Auburn, was in fact played on that 89 team that the first time ever in Auburn, but and currently coaching down at Troy. Vic surrounded and is very, very, very knowledgeable. We're going to miss him on the broadcast, but welcome back. As I said earlier, it is a new day at Auburn, and we're gonna talk about some things as we head into this season opener this Saturday against Washington State at Auburn. Let's see some of the stuff that we might get excited about, and some keys to this season, and certainly starting off with Washington State. Of course, Washington State's coached by Mike Leach. Most everybody knows who Mike is. Coach Leach has been a kind of an innovative, offensive-minded guy since he's been in football. Washington State they struggled a good bit last year, in his first season, but I think a lot of people believe he's going to be bringing a much better product to Auburn than he had last year. in fact, I think they ended up this season last year upsetting Washington. So it's going to be a tough opening opponent for us, especially since, as of course everybody knows, we're starting with a new offense and defense, new head coach, new coaching staff, and a lot of new faces. Of course, I'm sure everybody's excited about Nick Marshall and what the potential he brings to quarterback for Coach Malzahn's hurry up, no huddle offense. We've been reading and hearing a lot about the guy, so I think everybody's really anxious to see just what he can do. Of course, again, the first game is going to be a challenge for everybody. It's one thing, I guess, to do it in practice. It's another thing to actually bring it out to the field, under live competition. So, but what hopes do we have, given the fact that last year was such a such a disaster. 3-9, one of the worst seasons, obviously, that Auburn's had in, you know, probably over 60 years. I was reading a stat the other day where, you know, we're coming off we're currently in a 10-game SEC losing streak. And in those 10 games, we've averaged getting beat almost 26 points per game. I don't know that's – I've been following Auburn for, you know, 44 years, since I was about 10 years old, and I don't recall ever having a stretch like that where we were so soundly beaten and, you know, we're out of the game so early. So that's something that certainly we're going to have to address first. We've got to get back in the games, be in the games in the fourth quarter, you know, to have a chance to win it in the fourth. We got a new defensive staff. Ellis Johnson is a defensive coordinator, probably one of the most respected names in all of defensive football, in college football. He's got three guys working with him that are extremely talented and well thought of. So, you know, there's hope that our defense is going to be drastically improved. Of course, you know, I was looking at some stats earlier. You know, we finished 66th in scoring defense and 79th in total defense. That folks is not going to get you a lot of W's in the Southeastern Conference. You know, that's one of the places that we're going to have to improve dramatically to have a chance to have a real big season. Offensively, we were 112th out of 100, I guess it was 25 teams last year, 112th in scoring and 115th in total offense. Again, when you combine 115th in total offense and being 79th in the country in total defense, that's where you come up with a 3-9 record. You know, I'm very confident that those numbers will be improved and probably improved dramatically. I have a lot of faith in Coach Johnson, what he's done as late as being the defensive coordinator at South Carolina under Coach Spurrier. He had the six-rated defense one season. So, you know, I believe that we probably still have some recruiting that we need to do. We don't have all the depth. I know a lot of people are concerned with the linebacking position that we maybe haven't recruited as well there. I'm hopeful though that under, you know, Coach Johnson's instruction and teaching, that maybe the linebacking core will play higher. And again, a lot of that has to do with the play of the defensive line. You have to have good defensive line play to go along with the linebacking play. And I'm, you know, with Coach Garner, I really look for our defensive line to be much, much stronger this year. Again, running that hurry-up offense, I think you're probably going to see the fastest Auburn team that you've ever seen, even maybe faster than 2009, 2010, when Coach Malzahn was the offensive coordinator. You know, and with Nick Marshall, I think we've got some good skilled players at the running back. I think it's going to be we're going to rely heavily on the running game. Trey Mason, the other running backs that we have, Corey Grant, Cameron, Artis Payne. I think the way the offensive line sounds like it's improved, then you're going to be, I believe, looking at a much, much stronger offensive threat as well. Now, certainly we need some wide receivers to step up. It's been a couple of seasons at least since we've seen, you know, stellar play from the wide receiver position. So I'm hoping with Coach Craig, Damian Craig, heading up the wide receiver core, that maybe that too will be a much improved area. Kicking game is always important, and that's an area where Auburn should be one of the strongest in the country. We've got two senior kickers. Stephen Clark's a punter, and Cody Parkey is the place kicker. And both of those guys have the potential to be All-American kickers. So, you take your strengths where you can get them. And I think the kicking game is one of the places where we will be strong. And of course, from there, you just hope that the other sides of the ball, both sides, the offense and defensive units, will also be much improved. Now, we'll be playing some new kids. There's some true freshmen that folks are really excited about, that you may hear a good bit about. Carl Lawson is a defensive end, and Elijah Daniel is also a defensive end. And I think you'll see those guys playing early and often. From most reports, they're really good pass rushers. And so may see a lot of them since Washington State is a very pass-oriented team. So, and again, Nick Marshall, as I mentioned earlier, he's not a freshman, but he's a new face to Auburn, a starting quarterback. And, again, I don't want to put too much pressure on the guy. You hear a lot of outstanding, amazing things about this guy and his athleticism. But again, it's going to be different. He's not played at this level. He was at Georgia his freshman year as a defensive back, and so this will be his first time at quarterback at this level. So, but I'm sure he will get better. Probably every week, every snap. A few other things to cover. And something else I wanted to address to my listeners. There's this debate on some of the websites that I frequent about, people being what's called sunshine pumpers. In other words, people that are just maybe overly optimistic. Well, my feeling on that is this. I mean, right now, everybody's undefeated. If you can't be optimistic, and I understand being realistic about things, sure. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with putting a positive spin on things until, the evidence is presented to the contrary. I mean, there'll be plenty of time for hand-wringing and, the fellowshipping of the miserable if we lose a few games. But right now, I think is a time. There's nothing wrong. I mean, I think sometimes some of these guys that I read, they want you to prepare yourself and lower your expectations. But I haven't found that helps. If you lose, you still feel bad. I don't care what you felt like, what your expectations were going into the game. I just tend to believe that, enthusiasm and a good attitude will carry you a long way. And I'm hoping that these guys feel like, starting out this game that, hey, we're playing for a national championship this year. You really wouldn't want people to be shooting for lower goals than to win every game. And, if you sit back and you realistically and you look at a new team, new coaches, it is a long shot to be thinking in terms of, the BCS title game. But again, try to be, as you talk to your other Auburn people, be excited. I mean, don't be ashamed of that. Get pumped up, pump other people up about, Coach Malzahn and what he's done so far, and let's let it play out. Again, if we get beat Saturday, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, nobody's going to be happy about that. But that's about it for this first show. Just kind of getting our feet wet again. Me doing this on my own. I'm usually kind of bouncing things back, you know, me and Vic were. One thing I did want to try to do this year is maybe each week briefly look at some of the other, you know, other teams in the conference, maybe some of the big games. You know, Alabama's opens up with Virginia Tech. You know, looking at Alabama's schedule, there only appears to me to be maybe a handful of games where you would think that teams could match up with them physically. I mean, Coach Saban's done a great job at recruiting, and he's obviously they're well coached. Virginia Tech may be one of those teams that they've got a lot of returning defensive players. So if they can keep a game, relatively close, it may be a challenge for Alabama. Some other big games. Let's see. You've got, of course, Thursday night. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss open up in Nashville. I guess that's the official SEC opener. A lot of interest in that game to see what Hugh Freeze can build on that first year at Ole Miss. And, of course, Coach Franklin, if he can keep going, doing what he's been doing at Vanderbilt, which has probably been nothing short of amazing, getting them to a bowl game and that sort of thing. So, Mississippi State's got a tough game, obviously. Looks like it's in Houston between them and Oklahoma State. You've got LSU opens up with the TCU, another huge game in Dallas. At Dallas Stadium in Arlington. Let's see. And again, another really big game Saturday night. Georgia playing at Clemson. I think Georgia's going to have an outstanding offensive team this year. You know, their senior quarterbacks, Aaron Murray's back. But Clemson, it's going to be a tough game for them to win over at Clemson. Of course, South Carolina also kicking, actually probably starting the season for the SEC teams. They play a 5:00 game Thursday against North Carolina. And so that'll be an interesting game for them. So, everybody wearing blue and orange should be excited. I know of several people going down to the game a Saturday night, and I expect that it will be rocking in Jordan-Hare Stadium with a new coaching staff and getting the new players on the field. You know, 3-9 is really leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of players, coaches, certainly the fans, are looking to get this season started off right. Let's go out there and let's beat the Cougars. Let's start out 1-0 and then get ready for Arkansas State the next week. But anyway, again, I appreciate all my faithful listeners, all four of you. But seriously, hopefully, this will build, and I'll get a little bit better at doing this as solo, and we'll just build the momentum. You know, here's the thing, folks. When we win Saturday night, you know, part of that tradition is tuning into the podcast. So you'll have to, keep, tuning in each week as we win, and telling some other Auburn folks to tune in as well. And hopefully we'll have some ability on the website soon to maybe where you can, some of you guys can ask questions, and I'll see what I can do to answer some of them. We'll call it from the AU Fans Podcast Mailbag. But anyway, I appreciate again all the folks coming back this year. Let's have a great year, War Eagle, and take care.
This has been an AU Fans Podcast with your host, Stan Stevens. Website and technical support provided by Keith Maxwell. Audio production by voiceofjweb.com. Join us again next week for more in-depth analysis on AUFans.com. Thank you for listening.